Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And he joins us right now.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus is host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation. Go be a subscriber at foxnation.com. He's also a Fox News contributor, and he's here with us every Thursday. Tyrus, thanks for the time today. It's good to talk to you again.
Hey, what's going on? How are you guys?
We're doing okay. I would like to watch sports. The St. Louis Cardinals have been a dumpster fire so far, and we're waiting to watch baseball here. The Blues not really doing it as of late, and it looks like college football, among the rest of the fall sports, may not happen at all. I was just curious about your thoughts on how different sports are handling COVID. From what I hear, the NBA's bubble is working out very well for them. Other people, not so much. You want to give out any grades on who's doing well and who should have been doing it better?
Well, I'm not going to do that because that would mean I have all the answers. I know that's weird. Not criticize somebody without actually having wisdom or whatever. I think obviously I'm in favor of the bubble in terms of to protect everybody and the testing if it's able to do so. With college, I just don't see how you can put the kids in a bubble, you know, with classes. And it just seems like it's a huge on-taking with young people, and then you got to enforce it. And typically, young people make worse decisions than grown people. We're seeing sometimes in the NBA that guys are making the same childish decisions as adults. So I kind of, as much as I hate it, I kind of see, I'm understanding of possibly us canceling college football or college sports this year because of the fear of outbreak, because it's just not, I just don't see other than a bubble situation, how you protect the kids basically from themselves. I hate saying that. I mean, of course, for some guys, I mean, that's a horrible financial decision. It hurts their draft status. It hurts their opportunity to even be drafted in some cases. You know, you got a guy who hasn't really developed yet, and all of a sudden his senior year, he has an amazing year, and then, you know, no one's going to know about it. So yeah, that aspect of it sucks. But when I think about with the way things are going, I'm kind of more in favor of the postponement. So spring, give it a little bit of time, see if we can keep getting these numbers to go down, see if we can flatten it out, you know.
I'm curious what you think about the student athlete. I'm reading this headline here from the USA Today. It says college athletes' bill of rights unveiled by U.S. senators seeking to change the NCAA systems. It's Cory Booker and Blumenthal. Without getting into the details of that, it's obvious how much of an industry and a business and how much money is tied up specifically in college football, but sports in general. Do you think that? I don't know what your opinion is on college athletes and whether or not they should be able to get paid for their work there, but do you think this may have an impact on that relationship between the money that's involved in these sports and what the student athletes get out of it?
I think that every American and every young athlete who's playing in college should be able to make money off their name and likeness. You know, if you selling jerseys with Tyrus on the back of it, I should get a piece of it. It's my name. I don't think the college football should or sports should make all that money off the players, make it nothing for it. And for a lot of players, the majority of players, college is as far as they're going to go. So it's not like, oh, well, they're going to make plenty of money in the NFL. That percentage is small enough. But there are guys who had tremendous college careers, or they're, you know, or they're the town favorite, your favorite lineman, everyone has his jersey. He should be compensated for that. He should be allowed to sign autographs for money. He should, just like any other athlete, they should be able to cash in on that while they're able to. As far as getting paid by the hour or like a salary to play college football, no, I still think you can give a free education for that. Still think that should cover, that covers that. But as far as likeness goes, 100%. I mean, hell, I might call UNK and be like, let me get 278 to throw a Tyrus on the back of it and see what happens. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that needs to be something that is there for all athletes, you know, in every division, 3, 5, 7, all those kids, if they can make a few dollars on their last name, all good, man. And then all of a sudden, economic class, economy, sports management classes, now they matter. Yeah. So I'm going to pay attention now in economy because I got a business to run. You know, on the weekends, I'm signing autographs, you know. That's how I feel about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.